Good morning. This is a reaction. I have a YouTuber called Schizophrenic Queen on my info reader or assess stream, and I saw her on Free Thought Blog's event this last time. Very neat person. I like her a lot. She did something, and I could tell she was mad when she did it because she titled the episode wrong. She has a typo in the episode, but hey, how many times have I done that? So I can't exactly hold that against her. But self-diagnosis is wrong is the point of it, or is stupid, actually, is the point of it, and I agree a lot with her. Self-diagnoses, in the respect that she is talking about, are wrong. Where people go, I have this, that, or the other, but it doesn't affect me, so it doesn't matter. The thing that gets me, and this is something that she mentioned, number one, they don't self-diagnose anything actually dangerous. Her example was you don't see anybody self-diagnosing themselves with schizophrenia because it's not cool. You know, it's depression or it's ADD or it's things that people you can play as a sympathy card if you need to. And you know, she says, you know, it's not that hard. Go see a doctor. If you really believe you have it, then you should go see a doctor and get it treated. And I'm not going to lie, as you've heard in this episode, I have a few things I've diagnosed myself with. The biggest one is, of course, depression. Although it's more a level of functioning apathy at this point. It's not even that I really get depressed, it's that I feel nothing for almost anything. I mean, it could be anything from another 9/11 to my mom or dad or a family member dying. It's just hard for me to know what emotions go with those situations because I don't have them. I've talked many times as to how that happened, how that started, how the fact that it continues. Now, while I say that, and yes, if she were to say, well, does this affect you, but you're not saying it affects your life. Oh, fuck yes, it affects my life. It affects my life all the time because I'm not able to I'm not able to connect to people in that way. If I see somebody having a bad day, you know, I want to go give. If it's somebody I like Samantha on Second Life last night, was quote unquote role playing that she was having a hard time. And she has been having a hard time in her real life. So I know a lot of that was. There's a lot of bullshit going on in Second Life, and there's a lot of bullshit going on at home, and it's just getting to be too much for her. I wanted to go and I wanted to talk to her. You know, I wanted to say, because there was another person who was in that situation too, and I was torn. It's like, well, fuck me. I'm the shoulder that people are supposed to lean on. Nobody really wants to lean on. They just go off in a huff. That's hard to do. That's hard to deal with. Ultimately, I didn't go down to talk to Sam because she went into an area of our base I've never been to before, or I've seen, but I wouldn't know what it was for. So I couldn't exactly walk in on her and say, hey, how you doing? Because I don't know where she was. So I try to keep it as real as I can. If I don't remember things, then she doesn't. Because otherwise, mainly because if somebody asked me, well, how did you put two and two together? I can't say anything, but I just guessed. I don't want to be that person. Back to the point, though. Yes, I have self-diagnosed myself. It's not for lack of study. Again, if schizophrenic queen asks, well, how did you come to this conclusion? Well, there's a couple of ways. Number one, I know what I did as a child. You know, trying to emulate people who were emotionless so that I wouldn't have to worry about stuff like that. I just kept watching them until I realized how easy it was to not have an emotional response. And then I just ran with it. Other times, you know, it's depression. Everything, I'm on a psychotropic drug. All of them have had the depression side effects. So once I started doing it, it was kind of a slippery slope beyond that, because there really wasn't anything stopping me. I was basically exacerbating a symptom that I would have had anyway. So, but now the thing with her, why don't you go to a doctor? Well, in my case, it's because I'm a poor person. I do not have the money to go to the doctor for a general visit. And I've tried talking to my doctor about it during my visits with him, but I never seem to have enough time to get my point across. So, I don't know, I fully agree with her, and the link is below, but sometimes, whether we want this or not, just because of our circumstances, we're forced with whatever diagnosis we come up with, because we can't get an official one. It's not fun. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but if you're going to say this, don't pick something and then say, but it doesn't affect me, because that just pisses off the people who do have things like this, because you're calling yourself better. I have this, which these people have, and it just ruins their lives, but I'm fine. Yeah, don't do that. Just, it's not cool.